Echoes, the Backward Series, Season 4, Episode 3, In Love and Hate, by Lynn Nelson. As the sky around the Flashpoint became slowly brighter, there was something distinctive about the atmosphere inside the building. For this group of evil-fighting, ass-kicking, emotion-suppressing young heroes, love was most definitely and overtly in the air. In one room, the young Jimmy Kovacs was tossing and turning as nightmares of his, conquest of the Empress of Alter-Earth ran through his waking mind. Meanwhile, not too far down the hall, Drallis lay with only her thin sheets replacing her usual nightwear. The recently turned male Jill Slaughter sat on the edge of her bed, donning yesterday's t-shirt. He heard Drallis take a small breath as though she were about to speak. He kept his back to her.
Let's not, do this. There's nothing we can say that will make this any less weird, so let's just not talk about it at all, and especially not to other people. You know what's the weirdest?
I liked it.
Yeah, me too. You know what's in the top three?
Having man parts?
Yeah.
Well, you seem to adapt pretty quickly.
Okay, moving on. Drallis?
Yeah?
This is possibly a really awkward question, but it's not like there's anyone else I can ask.
Anything, Jill.
Am I still... Well, what I mean is, does this count as my first?
Oh, jeez. That's a tough one. I mean, technically, I guess you did have your first, but you're clearly not feeling yourself lately, so you're the only one who can really decide that.
I guess you're right. It's funny. We fight all kinds of monsters and villains from every galaxy, dimension, and time zone, and this turns out to be the most confusing thing I think I've ever gone through.
I'm sorry, I couldn't be of any assistance.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, Jill, you're terrible! Come on, you'll be all right. Here, we can still hug, right? That's not too awkward, is it?
Of course not. Thanks, Drallis.
Is that Vertris?
Yes. I'll just go take it in the other room. Later, Drallis.
Later.
A slightly disheveled man Slaughter bumped into Max on the way to his room.
Good morning, Slaughter. How are you feeling? You look a little lost.
Oh, I'm okay. It's just, I just had to go to the bathroom, and, well, it's a little weird adjusting to the new way I have to do that.
you'll be fine. You'll probably find it easier.
Yeah, apparently I'm adapting quickly.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm assembling everyone in Control Room 5.
Well, I'm not sure I'll be joining you. Vertris is calling me on this video phone.
Oh, well, I hope it's good news.
Me too, but I may have to leave quickly. It may be time sensitive.
Well, I'll understand if you don't show up, and I'll fill the others in. Now go answer that damn thing. It's been flashing for nearly a minute.
Aye, aye, Captain. Vertris?
Took you young enough!
Sorry, Max is calling a meeting, and I had to tell him I might not be there. That is, if you have good news.
I have a spell for you. It took a while to find. Your condition is actually very difficult to reverse.
Oh, you little fuzzball. How can I thank you?
By turning back into a girl. You're kind of fruity as a guy.
Well, what do we do? Do you come here, or do I go there, or how does this work?
Well, it involves a two-part potion.
Okay, what are the parts?
Well, that's the thing.
Uh-oh, what's the thing?
Well, the easy part is unicorn saliva.
You call that easy? Do you have some kind of way to magic us to Chimera Axie 7?
No, dummy. It's almost impossible to get onto the unicorn planet without proving you have a pure heart. As nice as you think you are, I can't magic your heart pure.
Get to the part where it's easy.
Most unicorns are magic users.
Of course. You must have crossed paths.
I helped one out many years ago, and in return she gave me a vial of her magic saliva.
That's pretty gross, but helpful, I guess. What's the second part?
That one is not so clear. It needs to be another fantastical creature.
There's lots of fantastical creatures in the universe, Vertris.
Yes, but this one has to be marsupial in nature.
Oh, okay. I think I can handle that one. But we're going to have to travel. I'm going to make a call, get some cool clothes on, and come meet me in 10 minutes.
With Vertris and Slaughter off to potentially change Jill's life for the second time in a few days, Max had successfully assembled a dumbfounded Flash pack in Control Room 5. Dumbfounded because the message on one of their main monitors had a threatening air to it, but virtually no threatening content.
Attention doomed Flash pack. Assemble in Control Room 5. Bwa-ha-ha-ha-ha.
He actually wrote out his evil laugh?
Could be a she.
True. It isn't signed, but what does it mean?
Not to rain on everyone's parade, but since the threat says to be in this room, shouldn't we maybe not be in this room?
What could possibly happen in our own headquarters? Besides, maybe whoever it is will send along another message to this monitor, and we should be here when it comes in.
And at that moment, another message was indeed sent along, only in the form of a blonde-haired gentleman in an outlandishly starched purple suit and stereotypically evil twirled mustache.
Bon Jovi burgers and nectar nuggets to you all, my good gentle ladies and men.
Great Mercurian mercy!
How did he get in here?
I don't believe it.
Okay, what am I missing?
Sir Farfloofly, Fluffle Muffins, my good sir. How do you don't?
The Mad Hater, Jimmy. Keen, can you load translation software onto your info broadcaster?
Give me about 72 seconds.
Jimmy, the Mad Hater is one of the universe's most ominous evil villains.
Are you serious? He seems really silly to me. In fact, I kind of want to poke him.
No!
Okay, sheesh, I wasn't really going to.
Poking him only makes him angry.
Okay. Really, a clue would be nice. Anytime you're ready.
The Mad Hater is extremely misanthropic. In fact, he's missing anything, Ick. He hates everyone and everything. He doesn't care what happens to anyone. Well, as long as it's horrible. His goal is to make everyone in the universe so enraged with each other that we all destroy one another and the universe implodes.
So he's here to make us angry?
Not just angry, Jimmy. He has a weapon that emits a beam of pure hate. Anyone struck by it becomes filled with years full of extreme hatred for everyone and everything.
Okay, seems pretty straightforward, except one question.
Make it quick.
Why does he sound so nice?
The Mad Hater is mad, as in angry, but he's also mad as in bug freaking nuts crazy. He even speaks mad. Which is why Keen is going to load translation software to translate from mad to English.
Done.
Okay, Mr. Mad Hater, what is it that you want from the Flash Pack?
Why, snurfing, cajorgling, fark, fark, Everton.
Well, you complete waste of space. I intend to destroy the goodness of Earth by pitting you against each other. And then, your public.
Wow, he sounds way madder in translation.
English captures the intentions behind the words, which Matt scrambles up.
Trapped in the confines of their control room, and with very few crime-fighting supplies, Molly sat messaging Keen and Dralis on their video phones with makeshift plans. Max, sensing the superheroic activity around him, began to incite the purple-clad villain.
I was wondering when you were going to come for us, but I assumed it was all part of some brilliant scheme you were concocting. You are, after all, one of the most feared supervillains of our time.
Purple wig newfins and a lack of witch beard.
Of course I am, you idiot! I'm the most feared supervillain of any time!
Well, you say that, but I have to wonder, how come the most feared supervillain of any time hasn't been able to convert even one whole planet to hatred? And for that matter, how come you haven't even attempted to destroy us, the most respected Earthen superheroes?
Osmological Maxery Bin Bin Axel Grease Monkey Monk Apathy!
You dare to question the greatness of the Mad Hater? You are more horrible and pathetic than I thought. You will squirm and grovel before me, because now, Flashback, your time has come!
As the Mad Hater pulled a small ray gun from his breast pocket, a signal from Molly prompted Dralis to spring into motion. She leapt under the table that held the main monitor and, with a quick shove, made its shiny metal control panel fly across the room. The entire Flashback ducked and watched the beam of hate bounce off of the shiny metal of the control panel and head towards the ceiling. Quickly calculating the beam's angle, Keen threw her video phone up to the ceiling, reflecting it once more towards the Mad Hater. The villain was just as quick as they, however, and pulled a small compact mirror from his other breast pocket, reflecting and spreading the beam onto the entire Flash Pack, who seemed to absorb it into their bodies. With another graceful motion, Dralis flew into the Mad Hater's side using all her strength. The ray gun fell from his hand as he stumbled sideways, and Molly caught it in midair. She ran forward, shooting the beam over and over again, directly into the Mad Hater's heart, until he fell limp to the ground.
Why did that kill him?
No one's heart can withstand that much hate, not even his.
Nice job breaking our control panel, Dralis.
You told me to! Besides, we have a million of those.
Crap, this is really bad.
Yeah, I totally hate all of you. What's the deal?
His beam got to us.
Sheesh, calm down, everybody. Yeah, the beam got to us, but it was reflected three times through three different mirrors. Its effects are not nearly as bad as they could be, and should wear off in a day or two.
Okay, thanks. But what do we do in the meantime?
Avoid each other, duh. The only way not to beat each other up is to quarantine ourselves in our own rooms. I, for one, certainly don't want to be in the same room with any of you.
Yeah, well, that's fine with me. I don't care about any of...
Keen's sentence was interrupted by her losing consciousness and falling to the floor.
Gods, what a drama queen. Hello? Sarah, you don't need to cry for attention so much. We get it. You're smart and everything.
Stop being so insensitive, Drallis. She just fainted.
You women are all so complicated with your calf muscles and your tatas and your...
Okay, enough. Jimmy, stop freaking out. Molly, put Keen to bed. Drallis, just shut up. And everyone, go to your room.
Fine.
Flashpack.
Flashpack.
The flashpack's day was cut short by the slamming of respective doors. Will the effects of the Mad Hater's beam wear off? Will Manslaughter and Fertress find a cure for Slaughter's madness? What caused Keen to pass out? Tune in for the next thrilling episode of Epic Echoes from Australia with Love.